Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Chof Ches, Communion Koach. And we're going to start the Mishnah towards the top of the Yom. Zuk the Mishnah. Just like we had already in the previous Mishnah that we learned yesterday about certain things which are Ma'akvin Zeh Ezeh, we're going to continue talking about other Inyanim, even though they have nothing to do with Mesechtes Menachos. So Shiva Knei Menoira Ma'akvin Zeh Ezeh, as we all know, the Menorah had seven konim, that are seven branches altogether. That's the main base, plus three extending on the right and three extending on the left. So you have, therefore, seven branches. They're all ma'akvin ze'ezeh, meaning if you only have a Menorah with six branches, it's ma'akiv, no good. Shiva neiros seha ma'akvin ze'ezeh. You have to have the seven neiros at the top. Neiros means little cups in which they put in the oil and the wicks to go and light the menorah. You can't have just five or six. Seven is ma'akev. Turning from menorah for a moment, now to mezuzah. Shtei parshas shem mezuzah ma'akev zuzah. We all know that the mezuzahs have in them two parshas, shema v'hoyim shemoya. If you only have one of the two, unfortunately it is ma'akev. Afilu ksav echad ma'akevin. What is ksav echad, says Rashi, even one ois. If you're missing one ois in the tefillin, no good, even if that ois is not complete, it's damaged or whatever. That's why people are boidik the mezuzahs, to make sure that everything is perfect. Dalet parashah shebetfilin ma'akvin zuzah. The four parashahs in tefillin, Rashi enumerates the four parashahs, Shema, Bohim, Shemaya, Kaddish, Likol, Bechor, Bohia, Kibiyacha. All of those four are ma'akvin zuzah. And again, even one ois, which is missing or damaged, it's ma'akev on the kashrus of the tefillin. Finally, dalet tzitzios ma'akvos zu'azu. Wearing a talis cotton, you have to have all four tzitzios on the four corners. Sharbaton mitzvah achas. It's all one. It's not four mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. So if you're just missing one, well, I got three out of four, I got 75%. Since the Tana Kama, no good, the ma'akev. Each one is a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. What are the ramifications of Rabbi Shmuel's halacha? We're going to learn in Mi'at Hashem in another 8 or 9 blot as we get closer to Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches. But in the meantime, we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, and it says in the Mishnah that the seven konim were ma'akev. What's the reason why? Havaya ksibahu, because there's a word havaya. Where's the word havaya? Says Rashi, kaftereyem uknoisam mimeno yihiyu. And as we've had many times in the past, when it says the Lashon Havaya, that is typically ma'akev, because that's what it's telling you, that is its existence. In the word havaya over here doesn't mean yud kevavke. Havaya over here means from the word yihiyu. Havaya means that it's a form of hoya hoyve v'yir. The Gemara uses the term havaya. So havaya here is kaftereyem uknoisam mimeno yihiyu. Havaya yihiyu means that it should be and it has to be. That's part of the physical structure of the menorah. Without it, you don't have a menorah. So you have to. I'm sorry? Beferish, the knoisam, that the seven konim, which are spelled out, they have to be there, no doubts about it. They are me'akiv. Tonerban, menoira hoisibom mino eshes. Eshes means from one solid block. And the pasuk says, as the Gemara is going to tell us shortly, miksha tasas a menoira. How did you form the menoira? Not by soldering together individual pieces, but you took one block and you had a craftsman go and chisel out all of the various konim and gvim and kaftoirim and brachim, all from that one single block. And the Gemara is going to talk about this further, as you will see. And it's got to be menazov. It's got to be made out of gold. It says in the pasuk, zov tor yaso isa. So now the question is, asom in a grutois. What happens if you didn't make it from an eshes, from a single block, but from grutois? Grutois means from individual pieces that you soldered on, even if the vast majority of the menorah was made out of a solid block. What happens if you just added a couple of the ornaments by soldering on to the right, to the left, on top, and the bottom? No. Psula, it's got to be all one solid mixture, achas. And mishar min matres. However, instead of gold, what happens if you had it from silver or min matres, even any type of metal, such as tin or iron or whatever, it's also kosher. Frank Timora, Mayishna mena grutois psula. Why by grutois? Meaning if it's made out of pieces of broken gold. In Yiddish, they used to call it broch gold. Broch means that it was broken into shtikelach. Why are you telling me that if you have grutois, it's possible? Tichsiv, because it says miksha v'havaya. Now, we didn't say miksha v'havaya. If you, let's see if it has it over here. What's number one, miksha. Okay, number one, kaftei reyim uknoisa mimena yihiyu. That's the havaya. Kula miksha achazov tor. Oh, so you have the word miksha and you have the word havaya. So it's got to be davka miksha. And therefore, miksha means that you had one piece of which you chiseled out individual pieces. Zokti mora, shar mina matches nami, zoha vahavai. The same thing would apply to other types of pieces of metal. If it was not made out of gold, but made out of metal, same thing would apply, also zoha vahavai. So, l'choira, it's the same thing. What's the difference between one and the other? Now, the Gemara is quoting here one pasuk.
I think pasuk Yud is the pasuk that
Rashi. Do you have here a pasuk Yud in Torah Yerushalayim?
There isn't a pasuk
here. Kafter.
Okay, one second. How does your pasuk begin?
Kafter Sam.
Uknoisim mimena yihiyu. That's not the pasuk that we're looking for now. We're looking for the pasuk that Zov Tohar. So Zov Tohar at the end here too. Then there's another pasuk Teyosa. They don't have that here.
Number two,
speakers of Yasa. Yeah, all of these psukim are wonderful, but the pasuk that we're looking for is not here. So now, the art scroll, whoever does have it, what's the... what's the address? What's the perek and the
pasuk? Shmos Kaf Hei Lamed Aleph.
Kaf Hei Lamed Aleph. Thank you.
Lamed Tes.
Yeah, okay. For some reason...
Gotta make a menorah out of pure gold.
Miksha teosa manoi. The miksha is that eshes that we're talking about, that you have to have one block miksha, then you go and chisel it out. Teosa hamanoira, that's how the manoira should be made. Yerecha, vikana, vieha, kaftereo, ufracheha, mimena yihiyu. And here you have a lotion of havaya. The havaya is referring to not only the miksha, but also the zohav tohar. And that's what the Gemara is all concerned about. I know you're going to want to look at the pasuk. So here's the pasuk in front of you.
But it's only gold.
Isn't solid gold soft? Very small. So how is it going to keep its form, especially when it's fire?
How do you make it from one block? Can you melt it and put it like in a mold?
I'm not a gold craftsman, but I'm assuming the answer is yes. No, you don't put it into gold, but you chisel it out.
It has to be from the block.
Chisel, but
you
gold, you cannot chisel.
Ah,
yes. It's a hammer.
I know some people, I won't mention names, who chisel gold all the time.
There are people that chisel others, but I don't know that they chisel the gold.
They chisel a
very witty
gold
and golden
from
piece.
Others.
Okay, so let's
block a solid marble.
I give up. So let's continue on.
It's hammering because you don't chisel gold, you hammer it, so it's hammered out of one block.
Does everybody prefer the word hammer to chisel? Let's use the word hammer.
Chisel usually means you're taking off pieces.
Right, removing. Hammer shaping.
Like Michelangelo with the marble and Moses.
Right, but if you hammer it, you break it. I should not hammer it.
This is wonderful.
If you use baking soda, you have arm and hammer.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody else have any other further comments to make on the chiseling, the hammering, etc.?
I think we've exhausted all.
You and I are exhausted. Others of people are not exhausted yet. And may never be exhausted. And anyway, let's get back to it. We have now two halachas that apply to the menorah, which are of concern to us at this point. Number one, that it has to be made from eshes and not from grutois. Eshes, a solid block, and not from broch gold, not from shtikalach. Number two, that it has to be made out of gold as opposed to other metals. That is all lichatchila. Question is, what about b'di'eved? When it comes to the grutois, the mishnah, the braisa says, it's possible. Mishar mini matkas, if you make it out of anything other than gold, it's kosher. The Gemara wants to know, ma nishtana, why is there a difference between the two? Maishnam and hagruto eis psula, what's the reason why when it's made out of pieces, it's possible? Because in the same pasuk it says, miksha v'havaya, the pasuk we quoted a moment ago, says in chof hei lamed aleph, it says in the pasuk, v'asisa menoyre zohav tor, miksha. At the end of the pasuk, it says the word yihiyu. Oh, so you have a combination of miksha and avai. It's got to be that way. My way or the highway. Good. So that's the reason why it's possible. Miksha avai. Freitimar shamini matchis nami zohav avai omakra. The very same pasuk says vosisa menoyres zohav tahir. And then continues on at the end, yihiyu. Same thing. What difference does it make? Zokti mora ba'omakro, it says te'ase, oh. Sisa menoira zohav tohar miksha te'ase ha menoira. Te'ase means, says Rashi, mikol mokon. In other words, it doesn't say ta'ase. You have to do. Te'ase means, it's a lashon nifal, it has to be done. Once you say it has to be done, it's already you're making, adding a leniency, you're lightening up. Don't have to be done. You got to do it. No, Tiyasa Dam means it would be made. It will be made, which is a losha nifal. Which any way you make it works, and therefore l'rabbi shar mini matches. Frey Timora, very nice. Theim l'rabbi skrutois. It's all the very same pasuk that we're talking about. For sisa menoiras zohav tohir miksha tiyasa hamenoira. So you're telling me that the Tiyasa is telling you not only can you go and use gold, but you're going to even use any other type of matches. Why don't you say that the tiyasa is modifying the miksha? And in fact, that's the word right before it. Miksha tiyasa hamenoira. So yes, the chachilah make a miksha, but b'diyah, but tiyasa. Says gemacht. At least if it's made even grutoi, should also work. So tomorrow, lo yisalka daitach. Ta miksha ksiva havaya. And the word miksha, it says havaya at the end of the pasuk. And that you is going back on the miksha. Frank Timora, tiyasa nami, a miksha ksiv. The word tiyasa is right after the word miksha. Miksha tiyasa. So just like you're telling me the havaya applies to miksha, that it's got to be this way. Tiyasa lightens it up and says, no, it doesn't have to be this way. Tiyasa, as long as it's gemacht, as long as it's manufactured, is all good. Says Imar, you're right. From this pasuk alone, I'm not going to be able to convince you one way or the other, because the same pasuk says both the tiyasa, which sounds like b'di'evit, it's okay. And then they have the yihiyu, which is very emphatic, no, b'havai, it's got to be dafka this way. And the same pasuk talks about both the zohav tohar and about the miksha. So to be able to go and say, zohav tohar, that's tiyasa, it doesn't really matter. The mixture's got to be havaya. That's a very, very difficult pshat. So says Yomar, you're 100% right. Miksha, miksha li'akev. Meaning, not only do we have this pasuk, but we have other psukim that require the word miksha. So the fact that you have twice, it's like we had by Kabbonis yesterday, that shana love akosul li'akev, that it has to be davka miksha. So if now you're wondering, where do we have another miksha? Okay, so we have the number one in the Torah, Ora Sholem. But the pasuk ends off zohav tohar. So Frank Timor, just like you're telling miksha, miksha akev, zohav nami lahakev. Just like that second pasuk that you're bringing now, which in addition to perik chafei, pasuk lamed aleph, now we're talking about perik chafei, pasuk lamed vav, that second pasuk that adds the word miksha also adds the word zohav tohar. So we're back at square one. Yes.
There's another pasuk in Bamidbar. It says, "Zema semanura miksha zahav ad yirichad pircha." So there's no zahav tara there.
Good. It's a very, very nice point. The Gemara is going to point it out in another couple of lights.
Gotcha.
We're going to have.
That's in the Torah or Shalom.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, but listen, this is that yours is more Shalom
you're
than ours.
Showing your metal.
Okay, let's continue on.
Put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah. Hi, Mike. Freite. So, bottom line, he was still at the same point that Mixture says twice and Zov says twice. Hi, Mike. I am as Bishloy Menachrutois Psula. Mishar Minim Matches is Ksheira. Hainu Zohav Zohav Miksha Lidrasha. Meaning, if you're going to retain the way we've learned it until now, that Mina Grutois is Psula, make sure it's Miksha. Grutois, no good. As far as Zohav Tar, there's a leniency. Misha Mina Matlis is Ksheira. If that's the way you're going to learn, then we'll be able to use all of the extra Zohavs and the extra Mikshas that the Gemara is going to bring to our attention momentarily, and that Ariel's already brought to our attention a moment ago, then all the drushes will work perfectly. Eli Amrit min agrutois ksheira, mishar min amachas psula. If you're going to go and lamushal reverse it and say that the Havaya is talking about the Zoftar, it better be gold and nothing else. And when it says the words that it's got to be miksha, tiyasa, min agrutois is also kosher, then Zohav, Zohav, Miksha, my Darshis Bay. So basically the Gemara is saying is that based on the Psukim that we've brought to date in the last couple of moments, you really have no convincing Raya one way or the other. Miksha is repeated twice, and Zohav is repeated twice, and we have Yiyu, and we also have Tiyasa. However, because the Gemara is now going to quote three drushes, one after the other, and they can only shtim if you're going to go and tell me that the Zohav Tohar is the Lav Dafka and the Miksha is the essence, only then will you be able to make sense out of all of these drushes. So, right, the Gemara, my drusha, what is the drusha that you're talking about? And the Gemara is going to bring now, as you'll see, three drushes in a row. We're going to have more on the Amud Beis. The total number of Zohav Tohars and Miksha that you have both here in Parshas Truma and later on in Parshas Baaloyscha, one of them is four and the other one is five. Miksha and the Tohar. You can go and look through all the Psukim, and in fact the art scroll at the end of the Sugya brings a Sikum, a summary of what you learn from each and every one of the Mikshas and each and one of the Zohav Tohars. But getting back to our Gemara in the meantime, Zhokti Gemara, my drasha, what is the drasha that you're telling me about? The sign you state in the brisa. Kikar Zohav Tohir Yasa Oisa Eiskola Kelim O'Ela. Now, what means kikar? Kikar is the size. Until now we said Eshes has to be one block. And kikar is the size of the block. I'm not sure what that is. Whether it's a pound of gold, whether it's a liter, 2 pounds. But whatever it is, it's a large volume. Kikar Zohav Tohir Yasa Oisa. You have to make it from one kikar. Darshan Zingumara. Boh Zohav, boh kikar. Kikar Zohav. If you're bringing it from gold, yes, it's got to be a kikar. Ain't a boh Zohav. But if you're not bringing it from Zohav, not from gold, ain't a boh kikar, then it doesn't have to be a kikar. Mm-hmm. It could be more or less, says Rashi, already lav dafka. Oh, so we see already from this drasha is taking as a basic premise that it doesn't have to be made out of gold. Because if it had to be made out of gold, what type of drasha is that? Oh, if you're making it from gold, make it from a kikar. Not out of gold, make it different. What do you mean? Didn't you say that has to be dafka a zohav? It's the chasimin from this drasha that the Gemara takes as a baseline that it doesn't have to be made out of gold, which is consistent with what we said a moment ago, that you could even make it out of shar mine matches. Furthermore, gvier, kafterer, ufracher, the gvier are like, all of these are ornamental. The gvium, of course, are like cups. Kafterim are like buttons. Frachel means floral ornaments. All of those. Ba'a zahav, ba'a gvium, kafterim, ufrachem. If, in fact, the menorah that you're using, the base of Migdash, is made out of gold, then you have to have all of these ornamental designs. Ain't a buzz of what happens. It's not made out of gold. It's only made out of silver or tin or iron or whatever. Once again, we see that the premise of this drasha is that you can have a substitute instead of the zohav. Because if you said it has to be dafka zohav, then the rest of this doesn't make any sense.
Why don't you say it has to be one piece, one block, because it's gold?
That's not the drasha here. The drasha here is the kivim, kaftorim, and brachim. And the drasha, the lashon drasha is bazov. This is all part of a brisa, the sanya. And the brisa is telling us that when it says in the pasuk biyak afterech afram, what does that mean? And this is going back on the same pasuk as before, mikshaach azov tohar. So the Gemara is saying that if gvim kafterim afrochem are made out of gold, I mean, if the menorah is made out of gold, then it has to have these ornaments. Mm-hmm. However, if it's not made out of gold, it's made out of silver, then you can have a plain silver menorah is also kosher. We see from this drasha that the brisa does not bring, oh, if it happens to be made out of one mikshah, then you have to have gvim kafterim afrochem. If it's made out of grutois, then you don't have to have that. If we would say that, that would be exactly like the Gemara was suggesting before. Let's reverse it. But since the way Chazal darshan these psukim, they have that mesoira of how to darshan it, then it's clear that you have the gold or other metal alternative. Frank Timura, ve'imanami ba'azov ba'akonim ena ba'azov ena ba'akonim. Once you're making that statement and you're modifying the gviim kaftoyim umprochim, it all really depends on whether you have one menorah, I'm sorry, whether you have menorah made out of gold or made out of other metals. Why don't you say the same thing like Gabe Konim? We said before in our Mishnah, you have to have seven Konim, seven different branches. Oh. Maybe only if it's gold, you have to have seven branches. Ba'azov, takya, ba'akonim. However, ain't a ba'azov, if it's only silver, ain't a ba'akonim, maybe you don't need branches then. Maybe you only need one large branch. Maybe you need more, maybe you need less.
So what, the menorahs would be sitting on that one large branch? You had seven, because how you have to have seven lights. You have to have seven.
That's only because it has seven branches.
Right, so you only have one light on one branch. And
yeah, exactly, menorah, exactly.
Like a minimum in a Hanukkah, one
for the first night. Yeah,
like after seven brides for seven brothers.
No, it's hard to
seven brides for seven brothers. Okay. So tomorrow, pamut mikri, that wouldn't be called a menorah anymore. That's already called a pamut. But Rashi calls that a menorah ktana, a klein shiga. After all, if it only has one wick, one light coming out, that wouldn't even be called a menorah. Oh, so therefore, that cannot be. Zokti moravait v'zemas a menorah mikshah zohav ba'a zohav ba'a mikshah ain a ba'a zohav ain a ba'a mikshah. If you go and make it out of gold, then it has to be mikshah. If it's not making out of gold, then it doesn't even require a mikshah. Mm-hmm. Then you can already even go and solder it together. Okay. Zokti Mora, mikshah de sefer lamai osa. What do we need the mikshah in the sefer for? Now, what does he mean, mikshah in the sefer? Because there's one pasuk that has the word mikshah twice. Where is that pasuk that has mikshah twice? If you look at number 3 in our Gemara's Torah Shalom, v'zeha ma'aseh menorah mikshah zov, ad yureichat pircha mikshah hi, kamar Hashem. So what do you need the two mikshahs for? Lamai Yosalem Ute Chatzoitzrois. Chatzoitzrois of Moshe Rabbeinu, Tesanya. Chatzoitzrois are you boim min ho eshes. Oh, just like us. Min ha kesev. It says in the Pasuk, it's made out of kesev. Aso min ha gruto ois ksheirin. Shah min ha matris psulim. So this is in fact the reverse of the menorah. Here, if you made it out of grutois, it's fine. It doesn't have to be made out of one shtick. If you made it out of different metals, then it's possible. Frank Tumara. So, okay, so stop. So now the question is, Taka, how do you know that there's a difference between menorah and chatzoitzrus? So Tumara, that's the extra word mixture that we had in the menorah, where I didn't use that mixture for anything else. I mean, we have several mixtures. We've already used two of them to tell you that it's la'akev. But in addition to that, we have the mixture beyond Parshas Trum, when you get into Baloischa, when it also talks about Loischa as aneirois. There too, it uses the expression mixture. You're looking for something, Mendy? Okay, so therefore you have an extra word, mikshah. That extra mikshah come tell you by the menorah it has to be mikshah. Mm-hmm. But b'chatzoitzis it doesn't have to be mikshah, and therefore b'chatzoitzis even if it comes in menakrutoyis is also kosher.
It's all mixed up.
All mixed up.
Oh,
good.
I'm waiting for that.
I'm sure.
I held back a long time.
Okay,
but it has to be silver. In the base of mikdash, it had to be silver.
What is it?
Chatzoitzis. Chatzoitzis. Yeah.
Okay.
The sound of gold is different than sound.
Thank you. Thank you. That's so important.
Because gold. The sound of music.
What?
That's golden.
And other metals. Silence. People tried using other metals, but it couldn't have the same sound. It just doesn't work that way.
I'm not an expert in this field, but what you're saying sounds right. Zukti more weiter. Umayishna mishar mini matchis psulim. Tichsiv kesev vahavaya. Minigrutoyis upnami miksha vahavaya. Okay, so we're going too far, too quickly. Start again. So Timor Khatzish boy min etches min a kesa so min a kritoyis kshayim misham min a matchas psulim. Or maishna misham min a matchas psulim. What's the reason why you're telling me by chatzoitzis it has to be davke silver? Dechsev kesev bahavai. There it says kesev bahavai. Where does it say that? Rashi quotes on the very, very bottom, the last line, kesev bahavai. Shtei chatzoitzis kesev. Miksha tasa oisam v'hoyu lechol lemikra edo ulamasa es hamachnois. So you have over here in the same pasuk kesev, you have miksha, and you got your v'hoyu your loshen havai. So zokti yimori yet nochem ul ma'ishna misham min amatches plum dechsev kesev. In this pasuk shechatzoitz is kesev, and it says v'hoyu havai min grutois nami should be the same issue because it says in the pasuk kesev miksha tasa oisam, and it also says havai. So Manishtana, why are you more makbid lagabi the hilchois kesef as opposed to other matkes, except for when it comes to eshes and grutois, you're not makbid. So you more because mirachmana gabi menoira miksha he v'loy chatzoitis. That was the extra miksha that we had before, and not only does it say miksha, it says miksha he. That miksha he comes to tell you havai, it's got to be davka there by the menoira miksha, but not by the chatzoitis. Good. Anyway, from all of these extra limudim that we've just had now, where each limud began a few lines ago, that boha zohav, boha kikar, boha zohav, boha gviim, kaftoyim, ufrachim, etc., we see that the baseline is that it's got to be that you can have boha zohav, or you can have made from the other matches. So therefore, when we had all the havayis, the havayi was referring to the miksha aspect and not referring to the zohav aspect.
Simple question.
Yes, Mandy.
It says in Torah, kesef miksha tasa. It says kesef. Mm-hmm. So why do you need limud, not zohav? It says kesef perish in the Torah by
Hasai Tzvay. No question. 100%.
So why is any discussion that is coming to mayit Hasai Tzvay? You don't need that mayit. Torah tells you kesef miksha tasa.
The miksha is the miksha he is coming to tell you that here, by the menorah, you have to make sure it's made out of one eshes and not out of grutois. Grutois being shtikalach. But the chatzoitzis, however, since the chatzoitzis are nismayet from the menorah, from the miksha, he there even mina grutois is kosher.
But the materials is not tolerable. It has to be kesef.
Now, how do we know it has to be kesef? Because it says havaya. So why don't you say it says mikshan also havaya? Since it says miksha he, by the case of the menorah, he has that special din of miksha. Elsewhere, she and they and others do not have the din of miksha, only miksha he. Not that it doesn't have the din, the chatchila, the ola miksha, but the evid. Yeah, exactly.
Now, Shlomo HaMelech didn't make golden menorah. Made different menorahs.
No, so yeah, there's time.
Shlomo HaMelech.
He made ten more. He made ten more golden menorahs.
Ten more golden.
He made all kinds
of menorahs. They didn't have the money because the Greeks looted everything. The Goyim took everything, so they made it out of tin.
Okay,
we're going to talk about that later on the Amid base. We don't talk about Shlomo HaMelech, but we're going to talk about the Chashmonaim.
I wasn't there. I don't remember it.
Good. So let's continue on. Tell me about it. Shtei Nebraisa. Kol HaKeilim She'osa Moshe K'sherim Loi U'K'sherim L'Doiris. Anything that Moshe Rabbeinu manufactured at the request of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that was good for his generation, and it was good for future generations. However, Chatzoitz Rois K'sherim Loi U'P'sulis L'Doiris. This was only a one-generational thing. Moshe Rabbeinu could use his Chatzoitz Rois, and future generations they had to make brand new ones. Why is chatzoitzis different than all the other items that Moshe Rabbeinu, all of the kelim that he made? Lecha for yourself. So you're dashing lecha v'loy l'doiris. Elmiata, it says v'sisa lecha aroin eitz. Are you going to tell me that the aroin was only used by Moshe Rabbeinu in his mishkan? Hachanamid lecha v'loy l'doiris. But that's not true. We've had earlier Gemaras back in Zvachim that the same Oren that Moshe Rabbeinu made was eventually taken into Eretz Yisrael, was used in Shiloh for 369 years, and was used even until the times of the first Beis Hamikdash, hundreds of years later. So you see that Lecha doesn't mean Lecha V'loy L'doiris by the Oren. Why do you say Lecha V'loy L'doiris by the Chatzaitzris? Ela says Yimar, Ilaman di Oma Lecha Mishel Lecha, what does that Megmara mean?
Moshe, this is talking about the Oroin, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu one of two things. One man, the Amr, says, L'cha asbasis l'cha Oroin Eitz, Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to use money from your own pocket to go and fund the construction of the Oroin. Here, you were not going to go and take money from Klal Yisrael, from the Machzis HaShekel that was collected together. If I'm not mistaken, this coming Shabbos is Parshas Shkolim. So don't take the Oroin from there. Take other kelim from there. But this Oroin, one from your own money. That's one mandiyama. Ilam mandiyama, there's another mandiyama, the Kaviyochel, the Rabbi Nishalim Kaviyochel, said to Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, we're going to use the Machzis HaShekel funds, but I would tell you the truth between you and me is Bisholcha ani roitzim Bisholhem. I would have preferred you're using your money to construct the Oroin rather than Klal Yisrael's money because of my great love and connection with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Anyway, that's how you learn the Pshat Legabi the Oroin. Zuktimor Hainami mi boy lady hachi. Wouldn't you say the same drushes by Chatzoitis as well? That Vasit Lecho, the Shtei Chatzoitis Kesev, the same man, the Yoma, that said, I want you to make it from your own funds, make it from your own funds. And the second man, the Yoma, that says, you can use the Tzibur's fund, but halavai, you'd make it from your own funds. I would even prefer that, halavai. Anyway, say the same thing here too. In other words, again, manishtana, why by chatzoitis are you saying, l'cha v'loy l'doyreis, and you didn't say that by the Oroin. Says, I'll tell you why. Shani hosam v'yamakra, l'cha l'cha trei zimni. Where does it say, trei zimni? So here we do have the correct pasuk. Number one, Torah Ora Shalem. Asei l'cha Shtei chatzoitis kesef, miksha taso yisam, v'hoyu l'cha, l'mikra de'os. It says l'cha twice. Asei l'cha, v'hoyu l'cha. So one of them comes to tell you, taka this discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu Shlom, kaviyochel, l'gabe, I would have preferred from your own funds, etc. And the second l'cha comes to tell you, l'cha v'loy l'doyres, but by the Oroin you only have one l'cha, you don't have two l'chas. That's why that one l'cha we darshaned the way we just darshaned it, about whether Moshe Rabbeinu's own funds or not, but the l'cha v'loy l'doyres we do not darshan. Right, the Toni Rapapa b'reid Rav Chanan kamid Rav Yosef. This is Rav Papa quoting a braisa in front of Rav Yosef. And as we'll see, Rav Yosef will disagree shortly with Rav Papa. Now, what does this braisa say that Rav Papa is quoting? The noir is supposed to be made from gold. It's supposed to be made miksha min ashes. Asah. Now, we're not going to focus anymore at this point on the miksha aspect. We're only going to focus on the material. And that's good material for understanding the next Gemara. Asor shel kesef, ksheirif. Instead of gold, you made it out of silver, is och good. What happens if you make it from a more inferior metal? Shel ba'at. Ba'at is tin. Shel avor. Avor is lead. Shel gistroin. Rashi says gistroin is a mixture of metals. Rashi is actually
an alloy.
Bronze. An alloy, you're right. Yeah, very good. Bronze, maybe.
Bronze is copper.
You just like that because of the similarity of the name.
Bronze and tin. Copper and tin is bronze.
Okay, good. Anyway, so you make it out of other metals. What happens? What's the din? Here we already have a machloikis. Rabbi Poisel, no good. It's got to be either gold or even silver, but not tin and not iron and not copper and not lead. It's got to be made from gold. L'chachila. Oh, very good. That's Rabbi Poisel. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, he said, no, those metals are still kosher. So we have a machloikis legabi these, if you will, more inferior metals. But now, shel eitz, v'shel etzev, v'shel schuches, if the menorah is made out of wood, or made out of bones, or made out of schuches out of glass, everybody agrees it's possible. No, good.
No one mentions a stone, by the way. I'm wondering, is with a stone menorah, if you could, because you're chiseling it out before. We're talking about hammering and chiseling.
You're going to have,
but no earthenware.
Earthenware is kulyalman, no good.
Right. And hammer out. That's for sure.
Stone? Why not?
But hammering means that you can actually sort of push it, you form it into a.
No pieces break off.
Right. So you chisel it.
Well, I'm saying, okay.
The good news is
stone coming.
The good news is that the Gemara is going to shortly bring the Makoiros for why metal yes and the others nish, and then you'll be able to try to fit in your stone. We're going to get stone faced when they see those drushes. Anyway, Unless he gets stoned before. Okay, Rabbi, let's keep on going. So this was Rapapa's Brisa. Omalei. So now Rav Yosef addresses Rapapa. He says, "My Daitach, what's your opinion in terms of what is the Sforis behind Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that have a machloikis about the inferior metals? However, they all agree on the Eitz and Etzim, etc." Omalei, so Rapapa says, "Let me explain it to you. Bein mar ubein mar kloli uprati darshi. They both darshan based on the famous klal uprat uklal." The Gemara doesn't bring exactly what the words are at this point, but the Gemara brings it a little bit further down. If you see Vasisa Menoiras Zohav Tor, which in my Gemara is number 3 in the Torah Harisholim, Vasisa Menoiras, Menoira of course is a Menoira, that's the klal. Then the prat is Zohav Tor, that's the prat. And then it says Mikshat Tiosa Menoira, Tiosa Menoira, any type of Menoira. That's the klal. So you have a klal, uprat to klal, menoira, zohav toir, and again menoira. So what do you learn from this klal, uprat to klal? Zok to yimora, mar sovar, maha prat mefurish shel matchis. Whenever you have a prat to klal, you always say you have to have kena prat. So what is the prat over here? Zohav. Okay, kena prat means av kol shel matchis, any other type of metal, just like gold is metal, any other metal. And that's why the first man, the Yomar, says, which man the Yamar? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the second man the Yamar, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, is machshir with bat, aver, and gistrei. Why? Because it's metal. Umar sova ma prat mafurish dav achoshuv, av kol dav achoshuv. It's not enough just to be metal. It's got to be a choshuv of metal. And that's why if it's made out of gold, of course that's what the Torah asks. If you made it out of kesef, that's also a dover choshev, a metal which is choshev. That's also kosher. But once you're making it out of tin, and you're making it out of lead, and you're making it out of copper, and Rebbe says, that doesn't reach the level of gold and silver. Forget about it. It's not a dover choshev. Okay, so, yeah.
Get out of uranium.
Okay, so far so good. Anyway, so both of them agree it's got to be metal. Question is, does it have to be a choshev metal or even a prosta metal? A second. Choshev means double choshev.
No, Rabbi, where does he get it?
It's not, because it's the most choshev of metals.
Where, oh, he just interpreted
it. The klal uprat, the klal's got to be kena prat, similar to the prat. Okay. The prat over here is zohav. So one man, the Yomar, says, similar to zohav means any other metal is similar. The other one says, no, it's got to be mamish similar with a capital S. It's got to be similar to not only metal, but it's got to be a choshev metal, just like. Okay, so what other metal is choshev like? Gold? Yes, silver. Everything else?
Platinum.
I know. Chrysish. Okay.
More.
Not right now.
Rarity.
Expensive. Esteemed.
If you're giving a chassan a present to an Odom Choshev, and you're a person of means, you're going to go and give him a chassan present made out of gold, made out of silver. You're not going to give him made out of tin or made out of lead.
Okay, the other person. A big check.
That you can do too, but that's as good as gold. Okay, Zokti Moravaita. Omalei. So this is what Rav Papa reported and explained to Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef now says, Sami didoch mekamididi. Push the delete button on your brisa because of the brisa which I'm going to bring you momentarily, which are going to be totally different. What does the other brisa say? Desanya. This is now Rav Yosef's brisa. Klisharish ason shel eitz. If it's made out of wood, Rebbe poisel. Rebbe says no good. Rebbe Yehuda is machshir. Now notice over here. Although he's talking about klisharish, the focus of the Gemara is on the menaira. And now by eitz we have a machlokes. Remember, if we go back to the first brisa that Rav Papa brought, by eitz everybody agreed that it was no good. Shall eight, shall etzim, schuchas, divyakol, psul apostle. And now we have a machloikis by eight. Says Rav Yosef, my brisa is the correct brisa, not your brisa. Now, again, the question is, my kamifiki, what's the machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda? Rebbe dorish klal uprati, like we had until now, klal upratu klal. And what does that klal upratu klal go and tell us? Okay, the more will tell us momentarily. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda darish ribui umiyut. He doesn't darshan klal uprat uklal. He darshans ribui miyut veribui. Rabbi darish kol uprati. Again, vasis menoiras is klal. Zov toher is prat. Mikshat yosa menoira is chaz of a klal. Klal uprat uklal. You have to don el kena prat. My prat mafurish shel matchis. Av kol shel matchis. It's got to be made out of metal. And therefore, if you made it out of wood, says Rabbi, no good. Rabbi Poisel, because it's got to be made out of metal.
And the inferior metals, according to this price, according to Rabbi? The inferior metals?
Let me ask you, what does Av Koshel Metals mean?
Anything, even tin. Even
exactly.
Because it conducts electricity.
That's a new one.
Okay. That's good. That's a metal.
That's a very good
that's a description metal. Of metal, right? Anybody else says something?
As free electrons.
Does mercury conduct?
You deserve a medal for that.
I don't know.
Not very well. We're not serious after the shoot.
Okay. Everybody likes to meddle into this Gemara and bring it up. Okay. Anyway, by the fact that he says, Av Koshel Metals, it's got to be made out of metal. Mashma, any metal, because if, in fact, if he held that inferior metal was no good, instead of the Brisa saying klishor is made out of wood is no good, it would say a bigger chiddush that even other metals are no good. By the fact that he says metal works, eitz does not work, so you see that other metals would be acceptable. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Dorish Ribuya Miute. And we start again.
Yeah, according to like Google and AI, like mercury is a good conductor of electricity.
Okay. Maybe we should go back into the.
Some people make a menorah from mercury. How are you going to make a menorah from mercury?
Thank you for showing us that.
Maybe depleted uranium.
Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Dorish Rabbi Yehuda Miute. We have a riboy miet for riboy. As you all know, a riboy miet for riboy. Bottom line. The way it works is different than a klal uprat the klal, but bottom line is that it's marva everything and memayit only one item. So here too, ribuya miyute vasisa menayis riba marva everything. For menayit zavtar miyut only zavtar miksha tiyasa menayit chaz v'riba riba miyut per riba riba koil everything is included
except kol.
Okay, umai rabbi, what do we include? Therefore, rabbi kol mili, everything. Everything means not only the inferior metals, but even the eitz and the etzim and the schuches. Everything works. So what am I mamayit? Umai miyit, miyit shel cheres. The only thing which I do not allow for is cheres, earthenware, which is considered to be so prust, so gunished. I think Rashi says over here, it's so pochus. If you look at Rashi, almost about a third down, if you would give him an earthenware kli, he'd throw it back at you. That's what you give to me, President Trump. What do you do? You nuts? For me, you got him going to give gold or silver.
Nobel Prize.
Yeah, that too. Anyway, bottom line is, now we understand a new machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. Not that the machloikis is about between matchis and a matchis choshuv. That was the machloikis. Rather, the machloikis is whether only matchis or, I'm sorry, everything, matchis and everything else, with the exclusion only of the cheres, or according to the first man, the Amar, just metal, but any metal. Any metal, first metal, klal uprat the klal is any metal. Pierce Yehuda learns riba mitra riboy, not only metal, anything but cheres. Good. So obviously there's a difference between the two brises. Now the question is, which brise is better than the other brise? So Rabbi Papa has his brise, Rabbi Yosef has his brise, Rabbi Yosef says, my brise is better. Says Rabbi Papa back to Rabbi Yosef, Adrabba, samyidok mekamadidi, it's one against one, why is yours better than mine?
What is yours, Trump?
Very good. Zuktimor lo yisalka daitach, I'll tell you why Rabbi Yosef is better than that of Rabbi Papa. And now the Gemara is going to bring two more brises which support Rav Yosef against Rav Papa, and therefore we're going to have three against one, and we're going to go and say
a knockout
exactly. Desani, shetin the brise. Ein loy zov, maybe av shel kesef, go and bring of silver, shel nechoishes, of copper, shel barzel, of iron, shel bedil, of tin, shel eifores, of lead. All of these are good. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Machsher Af Bishal Eitz. Even Eitz is good.
Mm-hmm.
Eitz is good according to the first Brisa, the way we had Rav Papa bring it. Everybody agrees that Eitz doesn't work. Shal Eitz, Shal Eter, Shal Schuchas, Dibriya Kol Psula. And here I see Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says Machsher Af Bishal Eitz. Clearly, that's like the second Brisa where we had a Machloikis. Remember in Rav Yosef's Braisa, the Sanya Klisharish Shason Shel Eight, Rav Yosef Yehuda was Machshir.
Right.
This second Braisa again, all to say Rav Yosef Yehuda Machshir Ap Shel Eight. But Tanya Yidach, and I have a third Braisa, Layas Odom. Now this Braisa is talking about don't make anything today or at any time after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, which reminds people of the Beis Hamikdash Kalim themselves.
Mm-hmm.
First, we're going to go through others, and then we're going to come back to our menorah. So don't get too noivis or boisai. Layasa odem bayis tav nesecha. Don't make your house in a structure like that of the hechel.
Mm-hmm.
Rashi says we're not talking about how it was structured in terms of ornamental, but rather we're talking just about the dimensions. That the dimensions of the hechel, if you look at the Rashi middle of the Omid, tav nesechel, lemidas oirech, don't make it that it should be the same size in terms of the length and the width and the height. Not that that is prohibited. Similarly, keneged ulam. No, I'm sorry. Achsadra keneged ulam. Achsadra would mean, says Rashi, like you have an open porch where you have three walls and then the front is totally open. That would be like the ulam. Why do we think that that's like the ulam? Because the ulam, the width of the ulam was 20 wide, and as you know, the pischei ha'ulam were 20 wide. So when you opened up the pesach to the ulam, you were seeing all the way to the right and all the way to the left, or all the way to the north and all the way to the south of the ulam. There was nothing beyond the doors. So if you would take the doors away, or just keep them totally open, then you saw the entire front of the ulam, and then of course the ulam had a depth to it, for sure, that finally led into the heichal, avada, but nevertheless there was no separate wall, it was just the doors that opened up, and then you saw that there was no wall. So therefore if you have an achsadra, which is also a structure that only has three walls, then that's like the ulam, also no good. Well, presumably also the same dimensions that we said by the heichel here also dimensions. Chotzer keneged azar. Don't make a chotzer that has the same structure like the azar. Shulchan keneged shulchan. Don't make a shulchan like the shulchan in the base of English. Menorah keneged menorah. Avol oisahu. What you can do is you can make shulchan misha v'shul shisha v'shul shmoina. You can make out of 5, 6, 8. That's no problem. V'shul shiva lo yaseh. But don't make 7. V'afil misha mina matchlis. Even from other types of metal.
And that's why menorah chanukiah
is made out of 8 and not made out of 7. Very good. Pesach Yehuda Omer, Av Shel 8 Lo Yase, also out of, you should not make it out of wood. Lo Yase, why? Kedesha Osa Malcha Beis Chashmenai, because there was a period of time in the Beis Hamikdash that they had menorah made out of 8. Beis Chashmenai. We'll stop over here just for one moment. What do we see from this price? Since Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says you're not allowed to make a menorah out of 8. Why? Because that is reminiscent of the 8s in the Beis Hamikdash. What do you mean? I thought you didn't make out of 8. I thought you only made it out of matches. So you see from this price that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is machshir even with 8s. That being the case, I have yet a third price of the whole like Rabbi Yosef that there's a machloikas by 8s. Not that everybody agrees 8s. Doesn't work. And the machloikis is the gabi inferior forms of metal. No. According to these braises, everybody agrees inferior forms of metal work bediyevet. It's the 8s where there's the machloikis. So we have 3 against 1. That's why Rabbi Yosef says, I'm right. Rapapa, your braise is faulty. Now, just continuing on the discussion in this braise. Omrulai. So they told Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you are mistaken. The reason why you think it's made out of 8s because you saw pictures, you saw replicas that made it look like it, but it really was not wood. Rather, Misham Raya, you bring a Raya from the Malchi Beis Chashmenai. Shpudim shel barzel hoyu. They started off with like branches made out of barzel, out of iron. V'chipam, and they covered it over. They plated it bebat with tin. Tin apparently is nicer than just iron. Heshiro, as they got wealthier over time, Asum Shel Kasef, then they went and changed it from the tin and they made it of silver. Chazav Heshiro, after the Baruch Hashem people got even wealthier, Asum Shel Zov, then they restored it, Chazar Atara Liyoshna, and they brought back the gold menorah instead of having from these inferior metals. Shkoyach Sheli, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, that's the right thing to do. It's Asum Shel Zov, they made it out of gold. So with this, we've concluded this fairly lengthy discussion about the various metals and the eights and all the rest. This masa about the Shul Shiva reminds me of a story. I was not present, but I was told that Rav Bichron Levracha, who lived in Brooklyn, and Bishato, who was considered to be one of the most preeminent poskim here in New York. I visited him from time to time because I was learning yeshiva next door, and his phone was non-stop ringing. Kusha! Pusel! Lechatchil, yeah, and this is the way it went. In 1 minute, he could have three or four shilas people calling, and people would call him on Arba Chalkish. He was a well-known posek. So I was told that he once came into a home where they were having a Sheva Brachas. Can you imagine? People made Sheva Brachas at home years ago. Phew. I always thought you had to make it in the hall. No, you can make it at home. Anyway, he came to a home, and he saw a beautiful menorah there on the table, on the side, whatever, and it had only seven and not eight, or not six. And then he said, Azam menorah tum nish halten an ayinish ishtib. He had a very high-pitched voice. So he said, such a menorah may not be held by Jews, and it should not be here in this home. So, in fact, that's very problematic if you have a seven-branch candelabra. So,
isn't the Israeli flag or a single emblem has
that's a symbol. That's not an actual menorah.
I'm sure they do this.
They might not have known the halacha when
I have a lot of halachas that they don't know. Anyway, by the way, you can go and get in silver store. Sometimes you see they have seven branches, but they take the middle branch and they fill it with an eagle, or they fill it with some other beautiful design or whatever, so that you don't be able to light on six and not be able to light on seven for this concern. So you have to look at that menorah there on the Israeli emblem, whether in fact they did that to one or more. If they did, it's great, and if not, no, it won't be the first Aveda that we've
heard. You have to take a picture of that. There's a menorah. So you have an image of it. It's not a menorah.
Yeah. So okay. Which is okay.
Anyway, let's continue on. That's a good
question.
So Zukti Murabaita.
It means don't make it functionally, or don't make an image of it. Like a model.
You'll check with your favorite local posek. Okay, Amr Shmuel Mishmeder the Saba. Shmuel said the name of Saba. Rashi says Saba was a Zokin Hayyabs, an Altid. It doesn't identify who it was.
It was an Ahu Saba.
Exactly. Ahu Saba. Now please tell us what you want to tell us about
except for Shabbos, Daf, Lam, and Gimel.
Otherwise. But here it doesn't say Ahu Saba, it just says Saba, and that's why Rashi says a Zokin Hayyabs, an Altid.
It wasn't Ahu the Shmuel, it was Saba.
Good. What did he say? Goyvishal menorah shmoina osa tvachim. The height of a menorah is 18 tvachim. And then he goes through the various parts. For those of you that like seeing pictures, there's a beautiful picture here in the art scroll. And he goes through the 18 tvachim from bottom to top, etc., etc.
What does that translate in, like, modern measurements?
With the tefach? The tefach is considered to be 4 inches. So if you do 4 times 18, you get to 72.
72
would be 6 feet, because 6 feet, each foot has 12 inches. And then you have in miniature in the bigger, stone chumashim, whatever they are, you also have the same thing. Okay, so anybody wants to check it out?
It's actually based, I think, on the Rambam, who didn't actually see the Arch of Titus. That's why the Chabad holds it's like this.
Okay, whatever. It is what it is. You like the picture, it's good. If not,
they want to get this in the Chabad shtibel, so they may.
All right. Anyway, so it's
also the luchos are square and that.
18 tefachim altogether.
Well, I think that's more.
So let's go back. Amishmul mishmei the sapa. Goy vishul menorah shmoina osa tefachim. The height of the menorah was 18 tefachim tall. Haraglayim, that's the feet of the menorah, vahaperach, and on top of that there was a nice ornamental perach. Perach means
vase.
I'm sorry, once again.
Flower.
You're right. The raglayim, these are machloikas, where the raglayim means there were feet sticking out, or whether it was a base, and this, according to this man, the Omer, holds that it was a base. But underneath the base, you see the raglayim sticking out, and on top of that you had a perach. Perach means like a flower ornament.
A knob
is a kafta. Here is the perach, which is a floral ornament. You see like a flower coming out. It will be in color, it would be nicer to see, but it means that you have flowers like with petals coming out. Okay, so that is the case of the bottom three tefachim. Utfachaim, after that you had two tefachim, which were cholak. Cholak means that they were empty. Glat, nothing there. So if you add three plus...
There was metal there, but it didn't float in the air.
Thank you. Thank you. We did not have any gevim. We didn't have any kaftoidim. We didn't have any prochim. Yes, there was the metal of the menorah. Thank you for explaining that. So far we have 3 plus 2 is 5. And then we had another tefach on top of that, which is number 6, Shabai Gevia v'kaftor v'ferch. It had all three. Gevia, kaftor, ferch. Gevia is like a cup. Kaftor is the button that you were talking about. And the perach is this prochim that we're talking about, the floral ornaments. So how many do we have so far? We have 3 plus 2 plus 1. We have 6. Good. Utvachaim cholak. Again, you have another two tefachim which were empty. And empty doesn't mean it didn't have any metal, but it didn't have any floral designs on it or anything else. So now we've added 2 to the 6. We've gotten to 8. Right? So far, so good. And now we have this kaftor. Kaftor is like a button. From what came out of that kaftor? Kaftor ushnei konim yoytzim imenu. So this is now number 9. This is number 9, that kaftor, that tefach. And from there, kaftor, ushnei konim yoytzim imenu, have a kaftor and two konim, right? The kaftor in the middle. Ones, the and then you have the two branches coming out, right? It's number 9. So far, so good. And then echad, yoytzim imenu, echad eilach, v'echad eilach. In other words, the two directions. These are not shorter than the rest of the height of the menorah. Same height as the rest of the menorah. Okay, so that was 9. The tevacholik, and then you have one blank tefach, that's 10. The tefach, kaftor shnei kodem yoytzim imenu. This is now number 11, where you have extending from it again the two kodem, echad eilach, v'echad eilach, m'shach, v'oim, k'negi, goy, v'shul kodem. Right. And then we have tefach cholak, that's number 12, which again is empty. And then we have the next tefach, which is 13, kaftor shnei kodem yoytzim imenu. Again, echad eilach, v'echad eilach, m'shach, v'oim, k'negi, goy, v'shul kodem. And then to have tevayim cholak, then we have two tefachim, which are empty, which you now makes 15 altogether. Now, since we started off that there are 18, nishtayru sham gimel tefachim, three tefachim which are left, shebehen gimel gevien, the kafter v'ferach. Then we have the three cups, the kafter like the button, and the perach and the floral ornament, and that's how we get 18 altogether to the top.
It should be higher, it's higher than 18, no? Because you have 18. 16, 17, 18, 19.
According to the picture, it goes beyond 18. So I guess give a kvetch, push it down a little bit. Anyway, just we'll move the numbers up and drop it. Make this 18. Okay, so Zokti Gemara. So what do I learn from all of these things?
Well, the menorah, the
maybe the cups were on top.
Right.
In other words, maybe it's the ornamental.
The menorah is the parts that go in that hold the shemen.
What you're saying is beautiful. There's only one problem, because the picture only shows three cups altogether. And according to it, there should be four. Three for the ornaments and one on the top. Unless maybe over here there's also a cup. Anyway, you have to be able to analyze the picture correctly.
So, three here and four.
Did you have four?
Yeah, three and four.
No, it's good.
Excellent. The non-Sabbat version.
Here they have pictures also. Right.
Yes, they have pictures. And they have minor pictures here also on the side.
My focus. How about you, Ariel? Do you have pictures?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Well, it's the art school, so it's going to be the same.
Yeah. Okay. So let's assume that there are, in fact, three gvim lower down, and then this on the top. Your kash is for Enfit. Until this, where it says 18, that's where the ornament stuff is. And now these are the cups on top, which you're actually going to use for lighting the menorah. So those are in addition to the 18. Good.
You got a whole cup here.
You have to hold cup. Oh, Shelley would have loved that. Okay, so getting back to our Gemara, so we have 18 altogether. Zog the Gemara. So now we're going to describe what the Gevim and the Kaftoirim and the Parochim look like. Zog the Gemara. Ugvian, Lamahin Doimin, what do they look like, these cups? Kimin Koisois Alexandrium. They look like the Koisois that they made in yesteryear in Alexandria. But that doesn't help you very much. What does that mean? So Rashi gives us more of an explanation. Rashi in Chumash gives the same explanation. Rashi three lines from the bottom. Alexandris, Shenas of Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, they imported them, people bought them and got them from Alexandria. Varuchim, they were long, Vitzorim, and they were narrow. The Kruyim, and they're calling Modernish, because the old cups you're able to drink. These are Modernish, you know, you nice and tall. You can drink from them. They're pretty, and you know, ornamental. They're Modernish.
Chonio's,
Maybe he also had them in Alexandria. Yeah. Maybe he was the same one, so very good. Okay, anyway, so these are long, and they are narrow. So you see, I guess, whatever. Those are the pictures. Continuing on, so that's in terms of Gvim. Kaftor el Mahim Doimi, what do they look like? Min Tapuchei Hakarsium. Tapuchim, of course, you know, are apples. Karsium says is the name of a place. Mokoy. So I guess the apples over there look like buttons of some sort. Good. Parochim el Mahim Doimi, what are the parochim? These are floral ornaments. Kimin Pirchei Hu Amudim. Pirchei Amudim says Rashi, Tziurim Shemetzayrim Bamudim. In other words, if you go out and you see pillars of buildings or plazas or whatever.
Flourishes at the top.
You see those floral ornaments on top of those amudim, and those are the same type. Vinimtsu, and if you add them all up together, you get gviim, esrim ushnaim, 22 gviim, kaftoinim achad asar, 11 kaftoinim, parochim tisha, 9 parochim, and says now the braisa, like we learned in the Mishnah, gviim ma'akven zezeh, you better have all 22, kaftoinim ma'akven zezeh, you have to have all 11, and parochim akvin zezeh, you have to have all 9. Gviim kaftoinim uparochim akvin zezeh. Any one of them, if you're missing one gviya, it's mark of everything, not just the gviim, but else. Zukti Martin, how do we get to this cheshbon of the 22? It's bishlam gviim esu mishnayim dechsev, vamanoira arbo gviim kaftereo ufrochel. Uksiv shloishi gviim mishukodim bakono echad kafto vaferach. Okay, uvamanoira arba gviim means on the base. When I say the base, it means the middle branch, as opposed to the six branches, the center of the menorah, as opposed to the branches which are extended. So on the center, you had 4 gviim. Okay, and now we have 6 branches coming out, and each one of those branches we said has shloisha gviim. So 6 times 3 adds up to 18, right? That adds up to the multiplication. The sum is 18, and there's 4 on the base, on the center. So 4 plus 18 gets you to 22. Arbo adido, looking the last line. Uksiv shloisha gviim mishukodim bekone echad kaftor v'ferach. Bekone echad means every branch had the shloisha gviim. 6 branches, 3 gviim. Arbo adido, the 4 of the center, that was the menorah arbo gviim. V'tam nisrei dekonim, another 18. Ha'isur metaritin. That's an easy cheshvin, 22 altogether. Kaftorim nami achad osur kaftorim. How? Trei dido, 2 of its own, because we said Obamanoira Aboin Gviem Kaftoireha Ufrochea, Miut Kaftoira Mishnaim is 2 Tradido, Vishisha the Konim, and then you have 6 of each Konim, so then you're gonna have, like we said before, Shloisha Gviem Mishu Konim Bakonechot Kaftoir Vafera, with the 3 Gviem you had 1 Kaftor each time, so you had another 6, so you have the 6 together with the 2, is 8 altogether. The Kaftor Kaftor Hachad Ha Chad Chadzer, Kafter 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 Ha Chadzer. Then you get to 11 altogether. Where those extra 3? Because it says in the pasuk Kafteirah to Menorah Gufa Trei. Where we have on this fancy schmancy picture. Also, we have to get to 11. So we have the in terms of. What did Gemara say? Kaftoyim nami echad osur, kaftoyim trei dido. Trei dido means 2 of its own. In addition to that, we had b'shisha konim, and of the 6 konim, that's the 6 konim that are coming out. Each one of them has a kaftor, and the kaftor, kaftor, kaftor. Under each one of the konim, right? We have
kaftor, kaftor, kaftor.
Right.
The one here. Kafter, 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 and then 6.
Right, so you have 1, 1, 1, from which the 2 branches kept on spreading out. Each time the braisa said that from each one of the kafter, eilich ve'eilich, doimin kiminim, etc., etc. Okay, so if you add them all together, you get to your 11. And now finally, ele prachim tisha minolah. You have the 9 prachim. Prachim dido, trei dido. You have 2 of its own, because it's kafterel ufrocheho. And then it says v'shisha dekonim. Each one of the konim had its own, so you have now the 6 together with the 2. So now you have 8, but we have to have 9 to Manihava, and Rav Shalman Ksiv Ad Yurecha Ad Pircha Mikshehi. Yerach means the raglaim that's down below, and that's what we said, that the raglaim together with that perach. And you see in the picture, you see the perach all the way on the bottom next to it. Yeah? So this is the one in addition to the other two, in addition to the other six. So you have 9 all together. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Mitchum, continue tomorrow.
I was thinking about Jonas's question yesterday.